Dreamscape Lore presents For the Loot 3, written by Han Yang and Pierce Adams, read for you by Evan Sibley. Chapter 1. From the Other Side. Death is bullshit, and everybody knows it. You can go to one of the heavens, be reincarnated, or take a nice balmy vacation to the hells if you want. You can know all of this for a fact. Nothing is ever gone from the world for good. It comes back around one way or another in the great big churning, whether you'd like it or not. Death is bullshit. And sometimes, beating it is just a matter of money. I'd never known someone who came back from the grave before. I'd always known it was possible, sure. Wizards were bullshit, and they could break nearly every law of nature imaginable. It was one thing to believe that fact, though, and another thing entirely to experience it up close and personal. Being dead felt like falling. The memories came in fragmented pieces, like a dream. I saw a great black abyss and a red light below my feet drawing closer. Images passed by of mountains flying beneath me from a bird's eye view. I saw flashes of fungus, a sea of rot that tried to drown me. That one was not so nice. Through it all, though, I felt the sense that my story hadn't ended yet. It was the same powerful feeling that kept me from succumbing to Nalash too. A mixture of hate and a dead certainty that I still had unfinished business. My life couldn't be so short. Maybe other people's, but not mine. Finally, as my eyes split open again, the strange world of the dead got beaten back by the living. Saying that I had been very, very dead would be an understatement. Right now, it felt like every bone in my body had been broken and mended 10 times over. My head pounded with an elephant stampede. I hadn't just died, I thought. The pressure of the ocean had turned me to paste. As Lang came to hover over me, he
Sample complete. Ready to continue?